Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs worldwide. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Sam Freeman, vice president of franchise development at CARSTAR. And CARSTAR Auto Body Repair Experts delivers the highest quality body repair to drivers throughout North America, with more than 450 stores located throughout the United States and Canada. We're going to talk to Sam about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. Stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs 101. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Sam Freeman, the vice president of franchise development for CARSTAR. And CARSTAR Auto Body Repair Experts delivers the highest quality body repair to drivers throughout North America, with more than 450 stores located throughout the United States and Canada. Hi, Sam. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sam. It's nice to have you on the show. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm actually traveling. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri at the moment.
Oh, nice. That's fantastic. Where's your headquarters located, Sam?
We are actually headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay, fantastic. You know, I've been following CARSTAR for quite some time now, and I realize we haven't had you on the show. And, you know, CARSTAR has an amazing history. We've been doing this show now almost 10 years, Sam, and you really have quite an impressive history. Maybe we can go back to the beginning, you know, and talk a little bit about the history of CARSTAR.
Sure. Quick history. It started in 1989. Actually started in Kansas City, so great history for the brand, and more importantly, we've grown and developed over the United States and Canada for the last, call it, roughly 30 years. What we're doing and what we've done since Driven Brands acquired us, and that was a very pivotal moment within our brand's history. So that acquisition actually took place last year. I don't know if you're familiar with Driven Brands, but
yes,
parent company to Maaco, Meineke, CARSTAR.
Sure. That's fantastic. And when did you join this company, Sam? How long have you been with CARSTAR now?
I've been with CARSTAR for about 3.5 months. I've been with Driven Brands for going on 1.5 years.
That's fantastic. What was it about CARSTAR, Sam, that attracted you to the organization?
Sure. So I think, you know, with Driven and Driven Brands' philosophy with growing brands and organizations, it's an interesting shift within an industry. And what I mean by that is, in the collision and auto body industry, there's a roll-up going on, consolidation, if you will. So there's four or five large consolidators, CARSTAR being one, that are leading a charge. And the best analogy I can use really is compare it to the HMO industry and, or more importantly, look at hardware or banking. Okay?
Right.
You're looking at industries from 20, 30 years in the past, mainly independent, that have gone more towards the larger big players in the space. So what's going on within the collision space right now is just that. So there's only a few players that are really aggressive and growing their footprint, and these independent body shops, unfortunately, just really can't compete.
I guess the relationships with the insurance companies are also, you know, critical to this industry. And, you know, that's what in studying CARSTAR, Sam, is one of the things I got is that CARSTAR does have strong relationships with a lot of, you know, the insurance companies. And, you know, that's one of the benefits, I suspect, to getting into franchising as well, is that your franchisees all of a sudden can have these instantaneous relationships with these insurance companies. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And what's going on, Marty, is the fact that, you know, these large insurers, they know consistency and performance is done with a large corporation, i.e. CARSTAR. When you're an independent, the standards, the implement from our end aren't done necessarily to the same level. So, again, it's from a national footprint. They know with our almost 500 locations between the U.S. and Canada, we're going to deliver consistent performance every time.
That's fantastic. How do you describe the services to, like, a new prospective franchisee, Sam? I mean, if you were at a franchise show and someone typically, you know, the typical question when someone comes up to your booth is, you know, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond from there?
Yeah, great question. Look, we have a very unique model. You know, I think a lot of franchises claim to be recession resilient. We have a very unique niche in the sense that, look, no matter what happens, you're going to need your vehicle to get to work. And it's not one of these things. It's not vanity or luxury. It's if your car's in an accident, you need to get it repaired. So I think we have a huge competitive advantage in that regard. In conjunction to that, it's cash flow day one. That's a very rare offer in the franchise space. So we can actually have people come off the street with no prior body shop experience, and actually we can train them, and we can go out and acquire an independent body shop with Driven Brands and our acquisition team, and we can convert that into a car store. So it's a very good opportunity for somebody to look into getting into an industry again, which is very sustainable long term.
I mean, and speaking of the industry too, Sam, I mean, the industry is huge, isn't it? I mean, we were, you know, fortunately, we were recently in a car accident. My wife, it wasn't anything serious. My wife was at a stoplight and a car just, I suspect, we don't know for sure, but the person was probably on their cell phone and they just smacked right into the car. You know, we had, I think it was about $6,000 worth of damage on the car. But I mean, this industry is huge, isn't it?
It is. And I'm glad to hear everybody's okay. And, you know, accidents
Thanks.
Happen. And the thing that we really focus on, it's all about the consumer. And, you know, it is a huge industry. And what we like to do is we understand how significant and how influential that actual incident or accident is in your life, right? It's traumatic.
Right.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
And what we like to do is take your vehicle, make you relax. And our slogan is relax, we'll take it from here. We don't want you to worry about the detail of it. You're not worrying about, you know, the cost, because that's the point of having insurance. So we work directly with your insurance provider to ensure that you drop off the vehicle. We can turn that around in a very fast or an effective or efficient time period. And you get a great quality of product, and you're back to your routine.
What impressed me also about CarStar was, you know, your ability to keep score, Sam. You know, as far as like with the customer, I noticed that you keep a lot of like metrics, you know, to make sure that your company is doing well. You know, and it seems like you've always like exceeding those metrics. Maybe we talk a little bit about that, you know, some of the metrics that you keep track of, particularly with your customers.
Yeah. Well, in the insurance world, CSI, Consumer Score Index, right?
Right.
So that is what we're utilizing or using. And what we actually are a leader in the industry with our CSI scores. And we focus on that. That's one of our KPIs that we actually have. And what's fascinating about CarStar is, look, I think the preconceived notion is collision is not necessarily as buttoned up as it is. And with CarStar and the metrics and analytics that we provide, our franchisees can actually utilize this to become more effective, more efficient, and increase their bottom line. And an example of that is that CSI score that I spoke to earlier. We're focusing on that. And these insurance providers, they know that if you have a high CSI score, that you're taking care of your consumer. And therefore, their customer, their insurance, you know, tree is actually going to be taken care of. And you're going to deliver a great quality of product.
Yeah, it's so important. How is CarStar using technology today, Sam? I mean, I imagine things are a lot, you know, different today than it was like, you know, going back 20 years ago. But how is CarStar using technology today?
Yeah, it's a, again, great question. I think the Connect, or what I was speaking to, that allows our stores to actually have these KPIs, that technology is cloud-based. So it's real-time, right?
Yeah.
You're getting this information that's going to be updated every 15-plus minutes. It's giving you a real look at what's going on. But what's fascinating to me is the Six Sigma lean management, and more importantly, the ability for this stuff to be very transparent to employees. So they're utilizing this technology, all of their employees, to see exactly how the store is doing. Some of the metrics that they use in this industry are keys to keys. So that's the moment you drop off your vehicle, you give them the keys to the moment you pick up your car. Also, length of rental. That's what these insurance providers are looking at. So we're focusing on all of these things to minimize the length of rental, to minimize the actual time the vehicle will be in the shop, keys to keys.
Right.
And those KPIs or metrics are then, again, conveyed or shown directly to all the employees via flat screen, which is prominently displayed both in the lobby as well as the production facility. So, again, using technology to become more efficient and effective.
That's fantastic. What would make an aspiring entrepreneur, we call them franchipreneur, Sam, or an independent body shop, interested in CarStar?
Yeah, great question. The consolidation, I think, is very fascinating in terms of the timing. Timing is great.
Yeah.
Again, it's a model that can sustain good or bad economic times, which is wonderful, as well as the quality of life. Look, it's a Monday through Friday business.
Right.
You know, our hours are very corporate, if you will, 8 to 5. And it's, again, applying Six Sigma lean management, a very common day corporate process and protocol into an entrepreneurial such role. So it's using your skill set that you may have learned in a previous life and applying it to something that's going to directly impact or benefit you and your family.
Yeah, and that's important to a lot of people too, Sam. You know, and you know this just like I do, is that, you know, franchising is a means to an end. You know, where there's a lot of people we've noticed over the last decade, you know, coming from, you know, corporate America, you know, and they like that Monday through Friday type of opportunity. You know, there are so many franchises out there, of course, that, you know, where you're working on weekends, you're working on evenings, and, you know, there might be some frustration on entrepreneurs' part, you know, and that's what one of the things I liked about CarStar, too, is that it's kind of a means to an end, you know, is as you mentioned, you could apply a lot of your skills or your interests or likes to this particular type of opportunity as well.
Sure. No, it's a valid point. And just to give you an example, I mean, I'm in St. Louis and we have what we're referring to as Edge Performance Groups. So these are quarterly meetings where the franchisees in a particular region all get together and we go through P&Ls, we go through all the KPIs that I just spoke to, and we're literally sitting down and all the franchisees across the country are literally helping you understand what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. So
that's
to
great.
Have a base like that, it's
yeah.
very rare. I haven't seen a lot of that in my career in franchising. So it's nice to see. And again, it's a family that's allowing each other to grow and more importantly, impact and benefit the bottom line.
That's fantastic. What do you look for in your franchisees, Sam? I mean, you look for any particular type of characteristics or traits?
Yeah. When we're doing a conversion, so if we're looking for somebody that owns an independent body shop that's looking mm-hmm. to convert, we have certain thresholds. We're looking for a shop roughly doing about $1 million in sales. We're looking for somebody that's positioned that's going to be doing DRP work. But if you're coming off the streets, you know, we look for somebody that, and by off the street, obviously a corporate background is great, having
right.
some sort of pedigree, understanding process, understanding it's a production facility, right? It's manufacturing
sure.
at its finest. So understanding that aspect, I think sales, having a great sales background, because again, at the end of the day, this all reverts back to the customer and that customer satisfaction that I spoke to earlier. So we really need to focus on that. And if you can apply your skill sets and really mold that to our model, you'll be very successful with it.
That's fantastic. The training was very impressive, too, when I was studying CarStar, Sam. Maybe talk a little bit about the training, because I understand it's kind of like it seemed like it was a propriety type of training system that you have set up at CarStar.
Yep. So we have Ryan Anderson, who's our training expert. He has implemented a great process. Our goal is to, again, teach somebody that knows absolutely nothing about the industry, collision, automotive specifically, and allow them to really digest and understand how this business works. So there's an intense training program, a lot of in-classroom, also going and visiting other shops. We do have a corporate store in Kansas City that they visit and work in and out of. Also, depending upon scheduling, we also have a location in Hamilton. That's our Canadian headquarters. And we have at our corporate headquarters, we actually have a facility inside where we train individuals to work on us. So it's a collaboration between both. It's working with it, allowing us to use our resources, i.e. other franchisees as well, to these individuals up to speed on how to run a collision shop within the industry today.
That's fantastic. You were talking a little bit about one of the questions we like to ask someone like yourself, Sam, is like, what is a typical day like? I mean, it sounds like it has those similarities to corporate America, you know, where you're working like Monday through Friday, you know, and then you could have a life after work, you know, and of course on weekends. But, you know, what for our listeners, what is a typical day or how would you describe a typical day?
Sure. It depends on your model. You know, we have mm-hmm. semi-absentee owners
right.
and we have owner-operators. So if you're semi-absentee, it really depends on, you know, if you're scaling this and you have multiple locations, maybe it's checking in with the managers at each location, right? That's something that we focused on these MSOs or multi-site operators. If you're an owner-operator and you have one location, you know, it's showing up, rallying the team, maybe having a team meeting in the morning, getting everybody up to speed, talking about, I guess, their goals individually, which they're looking to accomplish, and really overseeing the production side of it. It's again, the beautiful thing about our model is it's very systematic. It's routine. It's a process.
Right.
We have the process in place. We have the playbook. You literally follow our playbook as we've been doing this since 1989. And by doing that, you're going to be successful. So it's a very routine, systematic day, like you said, and I can directly correlate that to working in the corporate environment.
Of course, absolutely. You've been doing this for a while, Sam. You know, so you know, one of the things I like to ask someone like yourself is, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because we find from our experience that, you know, most of them are a bit, I guess you could say, overwhelmed. You know, once they decide they want to get into franchising, they learn that there's just so much out there today. What advice would you give to them from your experience in their quest to buy a franchise?
I think it's really figuring out what matters most to them. And what I mean by that, quality of life, is that, you know, the Monday through Friday thing I spoke to earlier, right? Having your weekends to you. Is
right.
it, you know, depending upon where you're at in your career and in your life, is it that quality of life? Is it the unit economics? Is it the net return? I think it should be a hybrid between both. And I think it really should
right.
apply your previous life and your experiences to allow you to be really good at something. Also, I mean, this is kind of cliche, but trust your gut. It's one of those
sure.
things that you're going to really do your due diligence, do as much homework, eyes wide open, really understand the concept. The more homework you do between studying the franchise disclosure document, really maybe going to a discovery day, you know, that's something we offer for candidates, which is great because it allows them to meet the executive team and really do their homework on, is this the brand, the right fit, right? Maybe the unit economics, the quality of life, all the things are correct, but is the corporate and executive team that I'm going to be working with, is it a good mesh? And I
right.
think all of those things really go back to doing your homework, taking your time, being methodical, and trying to make it something that's going to be long-term because, right, there's so many opportunities out there. So just take your time, and again, eyes wide open.
That's fantastic. So what are CARSTAR's plans for the future then, Sam? I mean, where do you see the organization like maybe 3 to 5 years down the road?
We're growing aggressively. You know, we are in 30 states as we speak in the U.S. We're really, really trying to expand our footprint here in the U.S. with the consolidation effort that's going on. We really we feel that it's now, the time is now to really jump on this opportunity to grow within these acquisitions and these independent body shops with this roll-up that's going on. So, you know, we want to grow our footprint very aggressively here in the U.S. We're looking for a good group of franchisees. You know, we do our vetting, obviously, and just as they're vetting out franchise concepts or franchisors, we're looking for the right people. You know, for us to have guys that have one shop, that's great. We also are looking for scalable owners. We're looking for guys that can come in and build out, you know, multiple locations in a particular market. And we know, again, from a consistency standpoint, that it's going to be run correctly.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Sam, for our listeners to get more information on your services as an organization and even becoming a franchise to CARSTAR? Any websites that they should go to?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Marty. So our new website will be launched actually in October, but we have a website up currently. It's www.carstar.com, C-A-R-S-T-A-R. They can also reach out to me directly. I'd be happy to connect them with one of our franchise development team members across the U.S. My email address is S as in Sam, Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, @carstar.com. And if they reach out, again, I would be happy to connect them with the right individual that walked them through the process and, again, help them with their due diligence.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again for coming on the show, Sam. Again, I've been following CARSTAR for quite some time now, and, you know, I'm glad I finally had to have the chance to have you on the show today because I've been very impressed with your organization, and I'd like to invite you back as you continue to grow. I think this is a wonderful company.
Well, I really appreciate you inviting us, Marty. We also are looking forward to growing again. Any questions, please, from anybody in the audience, reach out to us, and we're happy to walk them through the process.
That's fantastic. Thanks again, Sam, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews. Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Reach podcast you get to hear, a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Sam Hance, who is the president of Stone Coat. And one of the questions we asked Sam when we had him on the show was, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? And Sam talked about the importance of doing a self-evaluation and asking yourself important questions like, what do you like to do? Because in franchising, experience can be taught. So let's listen to what Sam had to say.
Probably one of the most qualified people to answer the question, studying your background, Sam, is what advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them are looking to buy a franchise. But as you know, I mean, there's so much out there today. We find that a lot of them just simply don't know where to begin, and it becomes a bit overwhelming. So what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Now, Marty, you're touching something that is dear to my heart right now, because this is the part of business that I love, is helping people find their right fit. Mm-hmm. And that's the primary thing that I tell people. Your starting point is to do a self-evaluation and come up with the things that you like to do. If you are not a hands-on person, don't get into the lawn maintenance business.
Right.
If you like being outside, there's all kinds of businesses to look at outside. If you're more
sure
of a analytical bookkeeping type person, there's franchises there. If you have a love food, then food offers great opportunities.
Right.
So
right,
that's the first thing I tell people, is really decide what you want to do, what you like to do, not necessarily what you have experience at, because in the franchising world, experience can be taught. So that's
right,
the first starting point. Second thing I tell people is figure out your resources and don't overextend. The Chamber of Commerce, National Chamber of Commerce, says that the number one reason for business failures in the United States is undercapitalization. So you've got to know your resources and don't overextend it. Talk to the people that are most important to you and get their input. And I always tell people, give your loved ones permission to hurt your feelings if that's what it takes, so they can be brutally honest about what they see in you. Then when you get to the company, research the owners first. Know who the owners are. Go visit them. Make sure that their goals and ambitions align with what you really are looking for. And character is important. It's extremely important.
Yeah.
And then the second thing you want to research is the industry. Is it a good, stable industry? And instead of some fad that could come and go. And then the third thing is research the franchise model. Most people get that a little out of order, because the first thing they want to do is research the franchise model. And I tell them, no, back up and go look at the owners, and then look at the industry, and then thirdly is look at that. And finally, franchising is not selling. Franchising is finding good fits and good matches for life ambitions between the franchisee and the franchisor. And if anybody is pushing you or pressuring you to purchase a franchise, then you need to run away from that as fast as you can. The people on the other side of the table from the prospective franchisee should be just as anxious to get involved in understanding what both sides are looking for.
Wow, it's a great answer. We've been doing the show 10 years, and I have to say that's one of the best responses we've had in almost 500 shows. So I could tell you've been doing this a long time.
Thank you.
It just included everything. It's just a great response. So what are the plans then, Sam? I mean, I can ask you as the president of the organization, I mean, where do you see Stonecoat maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well,
if you'd like to hear that whole interview with Sam Hantz of Stonecoat, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchises by Category page, and go to our Home Repair and Improvement category. You can hear that whole interview. And Sam had a lot of great advice during that particular show. And finally, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big success. It's hard to imagine now that we've been doing this show almost 10 years now and approaching 500 shows. So we just want to thank everyone for all their support. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.